This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says that the results of this week's elections have given him a mandate to build a better South Africa for all. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, the ANC's grip on power has weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from previous elections.
The Electoral Commission said the ruling ANC party won the majority of parliamentary seats with a 57.5% share. The ANC's victory secures it enough seats to give President Cyril Ramaphosa another 5 years in office. But the party was punished by voters for faltering efforts to address corruption, unemployment and racial disparities in housing, services and land distribution. The ANC's seats in the 400-member parliament fell to 230 from 249. The main opposition, Democratic Alliance, also saw its number of seats fall to 84 from 89.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Afghan officials say that a former prominent female television journalist in Afghanistan has been killed in Kabul. The Interior Ministry spokesman says that Mina Mangal was shot dead by two men on a motorcycle in Kabul's 8th District early Saturday morning. Mangal had worked for more than a decade as a presenter for several Afghan television networks. She also ran popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. Several terrorists stormed the 5-star hotel in Pakistan Saturday near the China-operated Arabian Sea port of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Pakistani military said that its security forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircase leading to the top floor, and all guests were safely evacuated in that process. This is VOA News. The United Nations and Pakistan officials are investigating causes of a new outbreak of HIV infections in a southern district where nearly 400 people have been diagnosed in less than 2 weeks. Officials confirmed Saturday that nearly 80% are children, with nearly half of them under the age of 5. Local media began reporting about the epidemic 2 weeks ago from a district in the Sindh province, which has already experienced 3 outbreaks in recent years, blaming a local medical doctor treating several patients with a single needle and syringe for spreading the virus, which causes AIDS. Yemen's Houthi movement Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. A Reuters witness said, reviving hopes for peace efforts to end the 4-year war. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lane reports.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. The Reuters witness said a dozen trucks carrying Houthi fighters, armed with rocket-propelled grenade launchers and machine guns, had departed from Salif on Saturday. He also confirmed that the Coast Guards had since taken over.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he has instructed his ambassador to the U.S. to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down from his post. Guaido spoke to demonstrating crowds in a commercial district in Caracas. He spoke a day after a Venezuelan court Friday ordered Edgar Zambrano, a vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. Zambrano and 9 other opposition leaders are under investigation in connection with the failed military insurrection. China and the United States have agreed to hold more trade talks in Beijing. That's according to Vice Premier Liu He. And as the U.S. President Donald Trump ordered his trade chief to begin the process of imposing tariffs on all remaining imports from China. Liu voiced a measure of optimism on reaching a deal, but did say that there were issues of principle in which China would not back down. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.